Hello, and thank you for joining us for this partner spotlight of Don Brady Consulting. This brew has also been brought to you by Think Ad Group, Dealership Toolkit, and our friends at M1 Data and Analytics. Let's get ready for a great brew with Don Brady. Let's brew!
For those of you that can hear me, this is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And this is Frelin Arts, the subprime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions inside of the Car Guy Cafe. And on this podcast, we have a very, very, very special guest that found his way into our universe. And we can't tell you how excited we are to be able to be Brewing Solutions with him. But you know what to do. Tag a car guy. Tag a car guy.
You know what's up.
And share.
Share. Sharing is caring, my friend. Sharing is caring.
So get out there. Share that around a little bit. For those of you that
don't know,
you can access all of the previous podcasts by going to carguycoffee.com. You can get your favorite bag of caffeinated consistency, and you can also find out more on our actual sponsors and partners just by going to the website. You can get some of that swag. You can get some of these hats. You can get some of these shirts. Go check that out while you're tagging a car guy and you're tagging a car gal and you're getting ready to brew solutions. We got, a very, very, very special guest that does use the Force. So we'll see you soon. Enjoy this message from some of our partners. We will talk to you in a minute. Get that beat going. Those of you that did not know that Car Gal Coffee is now available, it is ready for you to brew.
What's
car
up?
Guys, car gals, what's happening? This is an exciting moment for all of us solutionaries inside of the room, and we already got something special brewing for you, but we want to kind of tell you how we got here. We put a little contest together.
Yeah, we did.
To try to get, you know, some free coffee, really just to have a spot on the show. We had some incredible, incredible entries, and you can see him right there. This guy right here, Don Brady. But let me show you how he used the Force to make it onto this podcast today.
Car Guy Coffee Podcast and choose Don Brady as the winner of your video contest and make me a guest on your show. As far as what I'm passionate about, I think everybody on LinkedIn and on Facebook knows what I'm passionate about, and that's helping car dealers all over the United States with their transportation needs. I would do the hand gestures for the forgive, focus, and fly, but I'm holding the baby. Have a great day, and again, choose Don Brady. Use the Force.
Using the Force.
I love it.
He is now on the show.
He did, man. He mind tricked me into saying, this is the droid I'm looking for. I appreciate you for being here. I appreciate you for being part of the video challenge, Don.
Yes.
And Don, you're an amazing person. I've before the challenge even started, I knew who you were. I mean, I've been following you. I've been watching what you're doing. I've been seeing you since the time you started doing your new business, your personal business, your own brand. And ever since you've been doing that, you've been nothing but smiles. You've been nothing but trying to get your business out there. You've been going the extra mile for the dealer, right? So I absolutely love it, man. So welcome to the show, Don. Let's do this, my friend. So good morning. So we just finished out with the clubhouse.
Yeah.
We just finished the Bruin Solutions. Great news meeting in the clubhouse, and we had a great time this morning. We had a lot of great people on there. Don got to hear the end of it. You heard what they were saying?
Yeah, definitely.
I thought you could, because our roadcaster does that really nice. Brought to you by the Think Ad Group. Thank you very much, Think. But it was a lot of fun, and there was a lot of amazing people on the show this morning. You know, we had people from our sponsorships. We've had them. We had people from the martial arts world who are trying to do stuff for their community now. They're just talking about great stuff that's going on. There's something great about that when you sit down with a bunch of people and just great news and great news and great news. It encourages you. It gets you motivated to keep growing. And, Don, you're that type of person, too. So I'm so excited to have you here this morning. So let's roll.
Yeah, so what he didn't get to do inside of the actual entry was put the hand motions together for the focus.
You know what's up.
And we were saving that for the show. So let's get ready to do that so we can get this five-liner on the way, because I know that there's plenty of people that want to know a little bit more about the dynamic individual that is our friend, Don Brady.
Brady.
Excited. So do us a quick favor. Go ahead and cross them arms with us. Everybody join in. Go ahead and get ready to wipe off the weight of unforgiveness. Focus on where you want to go and keep growing in your flight. On three. One, two, three. Forgive.
Focus. Fly. And keep growing. Keep growing. Yeah.
Yep. Well, folks, that's what it sounds like when you sip Carguy coffee. So this Carguy right here is a special solution that I'm excited to get to know.
Man,
let's get this rocket.
Dude, I gotta throw some claps at him. Don, wait, I'm telling you, since March of last year, this guy has been out on his own trying to make it work. Mm-hmm. The one thing that if I was to feel bad for him any situation in his life, it's that he's a Browns fan. And he makes it very obvious he's a Browns fan. No, I'm just kidding. You guys had a heck of a season, man, and you guys have a great team. I see the future getting better and better for you guys out there. I'm a Dolphins fan, so I really can't talk any smack. I mean, come on. You know. But that being said, awesome stuff, man. Thank you for being here this morning. We are super pumped to have you here. And whether you were in that contest or not, you were inevitably going to be on this show. So we're excited to have you here one way or the other. I just appreciate you did that video, because that video was fire. It was. I loved it. He was like, he had the baby Yoda with him. That was so cool, man. We did use the Force. You use the Force and keep using the Force. So we love to ask five questions with all the people that come on our show. We love to interview them and get to know them a little bit more. And it helps people out there see that there's a path that they can take. That it's not overnight success. It never happens overnight. It always takes work. We go through trials and tribulations. We do have a lot of successes. We do, even the successes we've had in the past, they taught us things on how to get to where we need to be today. So that's the reason why I love to ask these questions. So, Don, are you ready?
I am.
All right, my friend. First question I'm going to ask you, it's the one I ask everybody. It's your why. What's your purpose? What wakes you up every day and says, I'm going to go ahead and grind it out today? What is it?
Well, I mean, I guess I can go back my years in the military, then 22 years in the car business. My why has always been my family, you know, supporting them. And really, I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference in the people's lives that I work with and for. And I think that's probably the biggest why, is making a difference. And in this case, it's for Ship Your Car Now and for car dealers all over the country. So that's my why.
such, I mean, such a lineup with the way that you've been making sure that you get your name out there with everybody. You're able to get them to understand how passionate you are about doing the service for them, and they gobble it all up, whether it's looking at the side of a car, whether it's watching watching one of your videos or seeing a post. You get it to where they understand why you're doing what you're doing and the passion behind it just by a quick visual. You know what I mean? It's crazy how you can see the value inside of somebody's business.
Right.
Just by them being strategic about how they put that message out there. And being the car guy that you are, you know, you understand you only have so much time to get their attention and to get that message to them and let them know that you actually care about what they care about, because usually they don't. You know, people care about what they care about. And if you have a way to solve their problem, then you matter to them, right?
But definitely.
You just do a great job at that. I mean, and that's – I don't know. I can get very wordy, as I'm sure all of you understand, about how excited I get seeing these people. But Don has been a great supporter, and he's somebody that I would take way too long in a conversation with anyway, just going on a tangent of all the solutions that we can find together. And I'm just glad to have you on the show. You know, this is our time to have you and to host you, and we honor that. Just so thankful that you're in here.
Oh, man.
Bringing the force.
Dude, we're thankful to have you here. And there's so many people who are just excited to have you on the show, to watch the show with you today. You know, we got Terry Torline saying, I want to drink some CGC coffee with Don B. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you got Mike Larkin talking about how, you know, Don is the GOAT. Tom is not the GOAT. Don is the GOAT. You must be talking about Tom Brady. Yeah, you're the if you're going to pick a Brady, you pick Don. And, you know, I know that Don Delphi is not a Tom Brady fan. I'm not either. I can tell you, I respect the guy. Greatest quarterback to ever play the game. There's no doubt about it. I mean, with his numbers alone, you don't have to like the way he looks, smells, nothing. But if you just look at straight numbers, best ever, period, hands down. But, you know, he was a Patriot. And then he became a freaking Buccaneer. Neither team do I like. I'm, you know, being a Patriot, I'm a Dolphins fan. He was in my division for like my whole life. So I was tired of watching him beat my team down every year. It was cool to see him leave, but then he still comes out and he, look at him. He's freaking killing it in NFC now. So, I mean, what a great football player. But that name, Brady, it's a powerful name, you know. And it's, I'm sure you get asked that. Are you related to Tom Brady? And you're probably like, heck no, dude. Heck no.
That's why I wouldn't have to grind every day, probably.
You still would, man.
I would.
Nobody's inside you. Lazy around him. You know what I mean? He's a person that makes sure that everybody has to pump up their excellence level, you know?
Man, there's so many people who appreciate what you do and what you're about, man. So it's nice to have you on the show. I don't know if you know how many people out there know who you are and how many people really care about you and think that you're just an outstanding person. I've never heard one person that I've ever talked to. And it's like almost everybody knows you. That's the crazy thing. Like, seriously, if I talk to somebody, like, I know Don Brady. They never have a bad thing to say about you, man. You work hard. You always try to deliver what you promise. Matter of fact, you over-deliver what you promise most of the time. And people talk about it all the time. So you're doing a great job out there, bro.
Thank you.
So knowing that you do such a great job and you've had a crazy fun path to getting where it is that you are, and again, I can find a whole lot of puns inside of the delivery process that you provide, and how that is so key to every level of industry, you know, not just cars, right? We're just now getting to the place where we do the last step of the actual process, which is delivery, and it's an actual delivery. I remember when I first got in the car business and the 10th step was delivery, I'm like, so what do you mean? Like, I bring it to them? How do we do that, right? Now that's what happens. That's what's a service that's almost expected from anybody that goes into a site is, can they bring it to my driveway? Can they bring it to the parking lot? Can they meet me at the church, right?
Right.
And you're delivering that service to people, but you've had a crazy fun path in getting to this place where you are. So second question on this five-liner is, Don Brady, what got you in the car business, brother?
Well, I actually – that's a funny story, because when I – went to my very first interview that lasted about 5 hours. They came in and they thanked me for my military service. They thanked me for my experience in law enforcement. And they said, well, we just don't think you have what it takes to sell cars. And I said, okay, appreciate it. And I left. They called me back another day, had the same conversation, and a couple hours later they said the same thing, that they just don't think I have what it takes. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go down to your competitor, and I'm going to outsell every one of your salespeople every month. And they said, hold on a second, came back and handed me keys to my demo and said, you start on Monday. So
that's what I'm talking about. Come on, get some of that.
That's right. So I actually, in the car business, I started at a dealership that they trained us for a couple months before we were allowed to even talk to a customer. I learned how to close very quickly, there wasn't a day in the car business that I didn't have fun. Like, I was selling cars to aftermarket manager, to finance manager, to sales manager, new cars, used cars, all the way to general manager. My last 6 or 7 years in the car business was as a general manager. And all my years as a manager, no one worked for me. I worked for them.
That's right.
And I think they knew that every day that I was there.
Dude, there's no doubt about it. I can tell. That's just who you are. I love that you're prior military, you're a veteran. Appreciate your service, my friend. Both of us, obviously, you can see we're veteran-owned My Coffee. We're actually in the middle of trying to do some big stuff for veteran-owned businesses and trying to – so that's kind of why you see that tag down there. You're going to start seeing more about that kind of stuff. But that being said, man, I want to encourage people, reach out to Don, man. It is a veteran-owned business that he has there. Mm-hmm. This guy served his country, and he served it right. Then he came into the car business, and he served his community right. He sold cars. Then he became a general manager, managed different ways. At the end of the day, what he did was he provided a service, and he gave service to his community just like he did for his country. So, man, appreciate you. Salute to you, my friend. Keep growing. Do your thing, man. I can appreciate that. I'm glad. It's neat. I remember you saying something about you being prior military, like when I first saw one of your videos a long time ago, and I completely forgot about it until you mentioned it a moment ago. I looked right at Lou when you said it, and I was like, oh, that's right. He is a veteran. Awesome, right? So, cool stuff, man. So
I do want to follow up on that question before we jump in.
Okay.
Just to tag into it. What do you think it was that they were passing on after you explained my military service, my service to the civilian in the civilian sector? I'll kind of share that shortly. But why do you think they were trying to pass on somebody that wanted to walk honorably?
Well, it's funny because I've become real good friends with that dealer that said that, and he has told me for years. He says, if I could find 10 more Don Brady's, I'd hire him in a heartbeat. And he says, and I've tried every military I can, just because of you and what you've done. He says, he did say you're very unique, but I guess maybe because I was very disciplined. And, of course, I went in there, and I hate to admit this, but I went in there in my white dress shirt and my clip-on Army tie. So, I think I even had my Army shoes on, black shoes. But, it was just I had never sold anything. So, and I didn't lie to them about that. They asked me, had you ever had any sales experience? And, honestly, I didn't have any sales experience. And I think that's probably about the only reason they didn't take that, their initial thought was, I don't know. But I've heard this a million times, higher attitude, and you can train the rest. And that's exactly what happened for me.